It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Hey, Fairbanks, it's Craig Compo with the Compo Outdoor Shows, and it is Saturday. And what makes this Saturday a little special is we are closed at the shop. A couple times a year we do this for the big Carlson Center Outdoor Show, which ties right into the Compo Outdoor Show. We're going to talk about that quite a bit today. I'm going to go over some pretty cool new products we've got there, really exciting stuff. I've got a rep up from Eastern Canada with a brand new product I'm going to tell you about. It's a teaser right now, but I'm going to go into that. But we'll, of course, have our new Can-Am side-by-sides there. Really new models. We've got the Outlander ATVs, 6x6s. We've got the snow machines, the Skidoo snow machines, number one seller in the country, 20-some years in a row. We've got some really neat specialty products that we're going to talk about. We're going to have specials on those. We've got blowouts on items. We've got a really, really cool display this year, and a really neat vendor coming up that's going to unveil a brand spanking new type of machine for the snow. We're going to talk about that a little bit. That's going on right now, actually. It started yesterday, Friday, at the outdoor show at the Carlson Center, and then it goes today, 10 to 6, and then tomorrow, 11 to 5. You want to get out there. If you're not doing nothing, if you're not heading for the Arctic Man, which you're probably not, you probably had enough of that. anyway, it's really going to be fun. There's a lot of cool stuff. It's cheap to get in. It's $5 a head. And there's 110 vendors this year. There's 65 tables at the gun show, which is going on there at the same location at Carlson Center. Really neat stuff. And again, I'm real excited about some stuff we've got going there. We've got also got a contest. Come by our booth and spin. We'll get you your you land on the right square there. We'll get you your entry fee back to get in, so you can maybe go there for free, or anyone in your family that paid an entry fee to get in, you can spin and win to get your cash back. So that's kind of fun. You just got to stop by Compo's booth. And we do that because we want you to see what we got at our booth. We got some really cool stuff. We've got boats, snow machines, four-wheelers, accessories, clothing items, blowout stuff. We've got a sheet of our best blowouts. Marking some stuff way, way down. Just really cool cool stuff. So that's this weekend at the Carlson Center. So you want to head over there now if you're not there. You know, winter is officially over. I'm calling it right now. Today is the day. Winter's over. Okay, no more snow. Let's move on. We're getting into four-wheeler and boat time of year. We do have some really cool Ski-Doo blowout stuff there, but we're really going to talk about shifting gears into spring and summer, which is always fun. So with that, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the featured items we're going to have there. We've got the new SJX boat there with the UHMW bottom, and this is the one with the Ford EcoBoost motor in it, 310 horsepower, 315 foot-pounds of torque. Just an amazing boat. So hard to get right now because they're backed up for literally almost 2 years waiting list. So that's the problem, 18 months to 24 months. To custom order one of these, we do have one available right now that somebody had to cancel on. Some family emergency had to cancel, so we have that boat on display there. If you're interested, and you always wanted the best boat in Alaska as far as shallow water, fuel economy, noise, handling, all the features that you really want in a jet boat. We've got the SJX there. It's gorgeous. It's got the digital shadow camo wrap on it. It's got tons of cool features in it. Just an amazing boat. It's the X package. So we've got that. And then we've also got the Sea Arc Predator. We have two of those left. Those are with the 200 horse Opti. That's the last. We had them build the last batch. They had, I think it was five engines left to build these boats with. So it's been the best selling power plant for 20 years in Fairbanks. 200 horse with the stainless pump and impeller, and just a really durable boat for abusing, literally. I can tell you from personal experience. I've have been pretty hard on these boats and are testing. And anyway, they're just amazing. Big wide platform, great for chitna, good for trolling for silvers down in Valdez, good for super shallow water running the upper, you know, the good pasture, the Salcha, the Clearwater rivers, Chattanooga, those rivers that are real technical. So we're going to have those there. We've got snow machines. We've got the Skidoo snow machines. We actually had a phenomenal year with sleds again, pretty much a total sellout. Had a few last minute cancellations, and we're offering a really good buy on those. I think we've got a couple of Scandics. We've got a one or two Grand Touring 600s, which I think that's the one you can come sit on at the show. Really a plush machine, electric start, reverse, four stroke, super quiet, 29 mile a gallon rating on the engine. Heated grips for your passenger, which is typically going to be your wife, I imagine. Or maybe not. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I don't want to get into a Brokeback Mountain discussion here. But anyway, it's just a really nice nice machine for two people, trail cruising, just sightseeing, going up the Compo Trail, going to, you know, over, you know, out by the lakes, on the rivers, sloughs, whatever. It's just a real comfortable machine. So we got those. We've got a great supply of four-wheelers and side-by-sides out there. Can-Am makes the number one selling four-wheeler in Fairbanks a couple years in a row, at least. They're really coming on. They came out of nowhere. You know, 98 was the first year they even built the Can-Am four-wheelers. BRP built them. They were called Bombardier at the time, Bombardier, however you want to pronounce it. But anyway, those are really cool machines. So we'll have the 6x6, the Defenders, the Maverick. We've got one called the Rock Crusher that's out there that's made for just crawling up and over anything. Crazy horsepower for the power junkies. But most of what we sell is six-wheelers anymore. We sell so many because in Alaska, there's so many places that you can get in a bit of trouble on four wheels that you don't get in six wheels. That extra axle, the extra traction, the extra flotation, the ride quality, everything is just, it's so much better on six wheels. So we'll have a good supply of both side-by-sides and ATVs with six wheels, our Outlander series. So you want to check those out. So those are going to be some of the featured products we've got. We've also got some really cool accessories, neat stuff we're going to have on display, things that we just sell a lot of that a lot of people still don't even know about. They're cool, just specialty little items. You know, for years we've had the battery jump packs. We're going to have a sale on those. Those are just something everybody should have in the back of their car. Carry it with you when you're going on ATV trips. They're amazing. I mean, they'll jump start a completely dead battery, you know, and they weigh nothing. They're like a big cell phone. So they're really cool. I remember when they first came out, these battery jump packs, I was very skeptical. I said, that thing's not going to start a rig. And one of my technicians said, come here. And out in the yard, we had a diesel truck that was dead. I mean, the battery had run for 6 months or more and was in there. And, he hooked it up, turned the key, and it just boom, you know, the diesel sound. But it was amazing, and I thought, we got to get these. We sold hundreds of those things the first couple months we had them. Everybody should have a battery jump pack. They're nice. You can charge your laptop, your cell phone. You can jump start a car. I think they say up to like 12 jump starts before you have to recharge it once it's fully charged. So that's pretty cool. We've got those. We've got another item that I really like. We called it for years the Nobama nozzle, but it's a gas. You know, somebody once said that, you know, if you think the government is here to help, look what they did to the plastic gas jug. they managed to really screw it up. There's a device that you take all your old, everybody's got a half a dozen of the old red plastic jugs around their house. Most of them are either missing spouts or they pour so slow you hardly use them. You know, most of the new ones you got to buy, the federal government says, oh yeah, this is the way to go. And I mean, you know, your clothes will go out of style waiting for that thing to empty. It's bad. We actually did a test. We took the new, the Easy Pour, or Nobama nozzle, like I call it, and they make one called the High Flow, which really pours fast. We did a test. We took the spout off the conventional Uncle Sam approved safety spout, I guess they call it, which I have a problem with that. And then we had the high flow easy pour spout that you thread on, throw the other one away. The government approved spout with a 5 gallon full jug took 6 minutes and 15 seconds to empty. 6 minutes and 15 seconds. With the easy pour, 35 seconds. It was empty. It's so nice. And they're, you know what, around $15. They're just, it saves, I mean, time is money, you know. And the problem with the government approved spouts, they're not easy to use. They're not easy to figure out. They're all different. They got little springs and levers and latches. They break. And I don't know how many people have just got angry and kicked them off the top of their gas can. So anyway, we've got those. We've got a big box of those out there. Got a great price on those. We're going to, they actually sell for $19.95. We're going to sell them for $15. So there's $5 of your entry fee back. You're going to have, get your entry fee back on a discount on these spouts. And everybody needs one. We'll even give you a deal on multiple, if you buy multiple ones, but they're really cool. It's called the easy pour. Like I said, we always called them the no bomb nozzle, because they actually work. They actually work with 98% of all the plastic, gas and water jugs like Jerry Can, Scepter, Blitz, Midwest, you know, Briggs, Clinton or Chilton, all the different models that you know of. If you've got them, there's only about 2% of the jugs they don't fit. The threads are all pretty much universal there. So anyway, that's something that you wanna have a handful of when you leave the outdoor show. And then the other thing that we've got, I have been super impressed with. I'm a jet boat driver, right? I live on the river in the summer. And every jet boat's a little different. Most of them are loud. Not all of them are. The new ones, like that EcoBoost, is just whisper. You can talk at the level I'm talking to the person next to you. It's amazing. But if you've got a jet boat, whether it's an outboard jet, you know, the loud one, or a big inboard jet, sport jets, whatever, they all make a decent amount of noise. So we brought in, actually at the recommendation of a customer, John Huber, a customer of ours, recommended, because he had a real loud boat. He goes, boy, don't they make wireless headsets now that you can get? And, you know, we looked around for some, and we've got these by EarTech that are just revolutionary. They're called ultralights. They are a wireless headset, noise-canceling headset. They're light. They're small. They got the swing-down mic. And they got the transceiver built right inside the ear cup. It's an all-in-one design, so there's no belt, there's no wires, nothing like that. It's just completely hands-free wireless. And you can talk to the person next to you. You could talk to the person in the boat behind you. It's got about 1,000-foot range of clear range. The further you go, of course, the weaker it gets. But they're not really designed for long-range communications. The ultralight is, they're great. They're made by EarTech, and they've got some really cool technology. You know, you just swing the mic up and it shuts it off. So like you won't have the wind. If you're standing in the boat, you don't have the wind coming at you. You don't have that noise. They use lithium polymer batteries that are rechargeable. They come with a recharging little device. You can charge up to four batteries, you know, in your boat or your car or whatever, when you're driving. They're great for construction sites. They're great for football teams. They're just amazing. And I think in the new system, you can actually tag up to seven people on one channel now. So it's pretty cool. They typically come in pairs or a four pack, but you can get a little hub that you wear in your belt that allows you to take seven. It might be nine now. I think I just read they went up to nine. So, like I said, construction sites, if you got a construction company, these things are light, they're out of your way, and you're just right there. You don't have to walk across the field to talk to somebody, you know, but I really like them for boats. I just think they're fantastic for boats. They're really good quality, and they're reasonably priced. So anyway, they're not at all like the price we'd pay for aircraft speakers. You know, those get stupid expensive, But anyway, that's what we're going to talk about the show. We are going to come back and talk about the Widescape, the new snow machine, stand-up snow machine that's just got a lot of different applications, I think, up here. So anyway, join us in the back half of the show, and we'll talk about new stuff.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compos. Bob Compos Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compos' passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race. And their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly, and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, a look at Alaska's budding new industry, brought to you by Good Titrations, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And don't miss Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30, talking everything food and fun in Fairbanks. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
Hey, welcome back, Fairbanks. We've been talking Carlson Center Outdoor Show on the Compo Outdoor Show, which is going on right now. You want to get down there. $5 to get in for adults. If you're 12 or younger, it's free. So bring the family. They got, like I said, 110 vendors here today. They got 65 tables at the gun booth, always new stuff there. So check that out. But I want to talk about something really cool that we're excited about. We, Kyle and I, were down in Houston for the Skidoo meeting a couple months ago. And of course, Skidoo usually invites different vendors just to have a variety of different stuff in addition to everything they sell, their four-wheelers, boats, snow machines, Sea-Doos, all that stuff. But there was a company, we're walking across the showroom there, and there is something that caught my eye, caught Kyle's eye, caught the eye of several dealers that I know, and it's called the Widescape. And what it is, it's like it's a snow machine, but it's a 200-pound snow machine that will carry a 285-pound man through deep powder snow, if you can imagine that. It's a 20-horse, runs about 40 miles an hour. You stand on it, but it's wide. It's got a wide track. Wide, like a snow machine wide track, but I forget, 12 or 14 inch wide track. It's got a wide platform you stand on. That's a handlebars. It's got a compact and fuel efficient and really durable little four-stroke engine, a 250 four-stroke engine. And it's just amazing. You watch the videos, the footage. I just was looking at it and go, well, there's quite a few different applications for this thing. It's not like one of these snow bikes where you've got to be, you know, Evel Knievel's kid to be able to ride the thing. It's really a pretty stable, easy to operate machine that you could throw in an airplane. You can fit two of them in the back of a truck. They just don't burn anything for fuel. And just get out and see the backcountry. You can snake through the woods where you can't go with a conventional snow machine. It's much narrower than a wide ski stance. But what's really unique about it is you have a single ski up front that's wide, a big wide UHMW ski. And what the reason, I'm sitting there scratching my head, go, how come this thing can go through snow like it does? I mean, they're going through a couple of feet of sugar snow and not having any trouble getting through it. Now it's got a little high lug track on it. So that helps. It's got some lug to it and enough footprint based on the weight, a 200 pound. You got to remember the conventional machines are 600 pounds. This thing weighs 200. So it doesn't need as much footprint as a conventional machine to carry the weight of the actual machine and driver. So, because, you know, you figure a 600-pound machine, 250-pound driver is 850. You're trying to carry on a 15-inch track. This is a 12-inch track, but it weighs 200 pounds, the machine. So we've got them on display down at the outdoor show. You want to come look at these things. They've got a lightweight aluminum frame, super float, super maneuverable. You just throw them around. It's kind of like a cross between riding a Sea-Doo and riding a snow machine. They've got a no-slip traction mat with these snow-clearing grooves in it. They got a nice rear suspension, so it's smooth, or nice rear shock, and lots of travel in the back. You got your normal throttle-operated, thumb-operated throttle, so it's really easy to operate, and the handlebars that come up. Inch-and-a-half lugs on the track, and then a custom designed ski. It's got a central keel and dual runners, so it steers and handles real good on a trail, and it's easy to drive. You don't have to drive it fast. You can just go 5 miles an hour all day long if you want to. And then it's made with it's got a digital display, gives you the info you need, the temperature, battery voltage, check engines. It's really like a snow machine, but it's, again, I like the fact that it's 200 pounds. One thing that they show, somebody's out in the big powder field and they tip it over or whatever. They just stand it up, get on it and go. It's not, you're not there for 30 minutes with a shovel digging stuff out. It's so light. It's 200 pounds. Anybody can just get it back upright. It's a liquid cooled engine. It's got a lot of torque and a lot of power. Like I said, it runs 40 miles an hour on a hard trail. It's faster than you probably need to go on it. But, you know, for those that are more ambitious and want to go, get real athletic and crazy on it, you can do that. It's got electric start, runs on 86 octane fuel. It's got just a 2-gallon gas tank, but it goes as long as you want to ride that day, it'll go, because it's got a lot of range on it. And then it's got standard mode and what we call woods mode. So you've got different modes of power. But anyway, it's called Widescape. Really a neat company started by the guy that just started Da Vinci Bikes. It's got a CVT clutch. It's got that like I said, that wide front end, the wide ski up front, which lays a track. It packs a trail for the track. As you know, with snow machines, if you ever get stuck, you a lot of times you walk a trail right in front of you, you pack the snow down, or you have another machine come by and lay a trail down. This thing's doing it as you go, where conventional machines, you got two skis and the track is just open. It has nothing but fresh fluff in front of it, which makes it more difficult to get through for a lot of machines, especially shorter tracks. So anyway, this thing's really cool. I'd like you to stop by and look at it. We got a couple of them on display there. The company that makes it, the rep, JR, is here. He can answer any questions. What I started thinking about, which I thought was really cool, is it's got, and I don't think they officially recommend it, but I know that some of the guys have done this before. They pulled up to 700 pounds with it. Now, that's not something you're going to find in the brochure. However, it's got the ability to pull a little sled. Now, for those people that want to go caribou hunting, up on the Stees, typically if you only need to get a mile or two off the road or five or whatever, this thing will take you back there, pull your empty sled, get your caribou, throw it in the sled, bring it back. Without buying a brand new expensive sled, although we can sell you a brand new expensive sled, but these are they're not a whole lot more money than the little mini 200s anymore, So they're relatively affordable. They're really good on fuel. They've got adjustable handlebar, for different rider heights. So you can adjust the handlebars. You got heated grips are optional. So they've got a lot of really cool stuff on them. And there's some video that when you watch it, you're just going to scratch your head. You go, how does that thing go through snow like that? And again, it's because you're packing the trail, really innovative design where you're packing the trail with the front ski. And there's a video online that Lester, his last name is Lester. His dad was a reporter for a lot of the snow machine magazines. Now he's kind of taken it over. I forget his first name, but he said every single thing, every misconception he had about the machine was corrected when he drove this thing. He could not believe it. He said, I thought, it'd be too hard to drive, too much of a learning curve, not powerful enough, no good in the deep snow. And when he rode it, he was just amazed. I mean, he'll go on and on. It's a great, great video. We're going to put a link to it on our website next week, and so you can see it. But anyway, that's one of the other cool things that's out at the show, the Widescape Canadian built stand-up snow machine. Again, you can throw it in an airplane. You can throw it in the back of your truck. They make a little rack for the back hitch of your car. It goes on sideways. You can strap it down. It's just a new addition to the fun sport of snow machining. If you want, and you're a younger athletic type and you want to just go carve through the narrow trees and get up in areas where nobody can get with a conventional sled, you've got that option. If you just want to go down the down a path, down the trail at 10 miles an hour all day, you can do that. They take your dogs for a walk. Pretty cool. And like I said, it's about half the price of a conventional snow machine. So anyway, just something fun to look at. Come watch a video, talk to JR. We'll have it in our booth. Have a couple of them there, actually. A couple different models there. But they're just being released, and they're really excited. Their demand, I guess, is off the chart. They've been going around the country to different shows. They were in Anchorage last weekend. I guess it was a huge hit, and they're going to be here today. They are here at the Carlson Center today, and they'll be here tomorrow, so make sure you check it out. You can ask any questions you want. You can see the videos of it running. Like I said, I'm kind of excited about the old caribou hunting thing. It'd be kind of a neat way to go out and unconventionally and just bring a caribou home. Easy to load. Like I said, 200 pounds. Easy to put them in the back of a pickup, you know, with the ramp. They're just really cool. Anyway, that's what we're going to have at the outdoor show. Again, the show is going to go, 10 to 6 today, so you got time to get over there. And then tomorrow, 11 to 5 at the Carlson Center show, you can come see the SJX boats, the Sea Arc Predator boats. You can see the Can-Am side-by-sides, Can-Am four-wheelers, Ski-Doo snow machines, all the neat, cool accessories we've got. We've got a shot at winning your entry fee back to stop by our booth, spin our wheel. We got a few things we're giving away there. Doesn't cost you anything. And, of course, the new Widescape. It's called a WS250. Yeah, they've got onto something there. It's just the whole concept of a big ski in front of the track. Nobody's ever done it, really, and not to this extent. And again, a real efficient little motor, just cool. It's just kind of different looking, you know. You look at it, you go, what is that? What is that thing? But you got to see it. So stop by, check it out at Compo's booth at the Carlson Center show. We are going to be there through the weekend, and we've got there's good financing specials on stuff too there. You know, the rates have gone up a bit, but they've got some great specials on financing. So that and 109 other vendors to go check out. Ours is the best, of course. Compo's got the best booth at the show. We always do, but I don't want to take away from the other vendors. They got neat stuff to look at too. So get out there and check them out, whether it be motorcycles or four-wheelers or camper trailers and whatever else. So anyway, That's what's going on this weekend. If you're not doing anything, just take the family there. Like I said, it's $5 a head to get in. Kids are free. You can grab some grub while you're there. You can check out all the cool new stuff. There's tons of contests to sign up for. There's always new innovative stuff out there, just like this new Widescape snow machine that we're going to have out there. So that's what's going on at Compo's. We're closed at the store today, so remember that. We always close when the outdoor show is going on. We'll be back open Monday. I think we're the only power sports dealer in town that's open on Monday. Isn't that weird? So Monday's our busiest day of the year, or of the week. Of course, we're open Saturday 10 to 4 normally, and just not today. So anyway, stop by the Carlson Center. Check out all the cool new stuff. We are going to end the show with that and just remind everybody to be safe out there. Make sure you get your snow machine properly put away. Come get a cover for it if you don't have it. Get the winterization stuff you need to put it to bed properly, and you don't want to ignore it. The battery, you know, you want to make sure you disconnect the battery or put it on a trickle charger or a battery tender. Don't forget about your snow machine, because they last a lot longer if you take care of them. Do your oil, get your oil change kit, whatever you need if it's a four stroke. But take care of your stuff. It'll take care of you, right? All right, this is Craig with Compo's. We're heading out. Thanks for joining us. We will see you a week from today on the Compo Outdoor Show. Thanks for tuning in.
You have been listening to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.